USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis square off in the final Republican debate before the Iowa caucuses. During a part of the event hosted by CNN in Des Moines last night, both candidates were asked what they consider an insurrection to be. Here was DeSantis' answer.
My role model for how to do the Constitution is George Washington. He said, the Constitution is the guide that I will never abandon.
Haley said it is wrong that former President Trump refuses to concede defeat in the 2020 election. She also called January 6, 2021, the day of the U.S. Capitol riots, quote, a terrible day. The debate came just hours after former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie dropped out of the race and pleaded with voters not to support Trump. During the town hall in New Hampshire, Christie explained what he believed would come with another Trump term.
Then people are going to remain angry, remain divided, and become even more exhausted than they are today.
Former President Trump has largely disregarded Christie's candidacy other than to poke fun at him on social media, and Trump has skipped every one of the five Republican primary debates. The Iowa caucuses are set for Monday, and Trump is expected to win. The state of Alabama will have another chance to execute a murder convict they botched an earlier attempt with. This time, it will make history as the first ever U.S. execution using nitrogen gas. A judge in Alabama gave it the thumbs up this week. Alabama inmate Kenneth Eugene Smith was sentenced to die for killing a woman back in 1988. He survived a botched execution attempt via lethal injection in November 2022. Smith's new execution sentence is now set for January 25th. His attorneys plan to file an appeal, though, arguing this second attempt is unconstitutional under provisions protecting against cruel or unusual punishment. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. That's 800-540-9750.
Former President Trump is not ready to speak about any potential choice for vice president. Not yet.
Well, I can't tell you that, really. I mean, I know.
At a Fox News town hall event in Des Moines, Iowa, Wednesday, Trump is still leading GOP polls by a wide margin. The field, though, is shrinking even more. Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and Vivek Ramaswamy, now the only remaining alternative candidates to Trump. Amidst House Republicans' impeachment investigation into the Biden family's business dealings, the president's son is stating his case about the calls.
If he had no involvement in your business.
Do you have a dad? Does he call you?
Yes.
Answer the phone?
Yes.
Okay. Hunter Biden had that exchange with a Fox Business reporter as he walked through the halls of Congress Wednesday. He had appeared in the chambers unannounced to compel House Republicans to take his testimony out in the open. House GOP lawmakers, though, are poised to hold Hunter in contempt of Congress for refusing to go behind closed doors. It will be the end of an era in college athletics. ESPN reporting Alabama Crimson Tide head football coach Nick Saban is retiring. Saban is a seven-time national championship head football coach, the most in college football history. Six of those titles came at Alabama, along with one at Louisiana State University. Saban has also spent time leading teams at Toledo, Michigan State, and in the NFL with the Miami Dolphins. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.